Thanks.
Hey, hello again. This is Martin Petella, the health coach and CEO of Life Enthusiast, guest hosting at the Power Hour. And we interrupted with the commercial break, and we have Jan from Tennessee. Jan, you're actually on the air.
Well, thank you. I wanted to ask about my husband. He has an artery in his left thigh that is totally blocked 100%. For a foot long. And is there anything he can do to try to get that unblocked? He's got collateral arteries going around it, so he still has flow from his knee down.
Yeah, that's a significant medical problem. There are natural tools. There are enzymes, specifically nattokinase, that has been documented and researched to be able to undo clots or dissolve clots in the body. So you could certainly consider supplementing with that to see whether that will or will not resolve the condition. This is the example of we're now dealing with the emergency rather than with the prevention of the problem, right? I can't really give you a medical claim that says, oh yeah, this will happen. But in general, nattokinase has been documented to prevent clotting. So there are enzymes in these systemic enzyme category that you could find on the Life Enthusiast website. I'm not sure if they have one like that in the Power Mall, but we can certainly offer quite a bit of relief with that.
Yes, I mean, he doesn't have clots. It's like plaque, total plaque. But we're taking the nattokinase. I take it because I've had a blood clot before.
All right, great. And so this hasn't really helped yet in him?
It hasn't stopped anything because he just started taking it because he just found out he had this blockage.
Yeah, okay. Well, put him on a very high dose. Like, you know, normally maintenance dose might be like 3 capsules. I would put him on 18 or 24 for a month.
A month, okay. Do you think it will get down to that artery since it's totally blocked? He'll get any flow?
How could I answer that? Don't know. His body will decide what it wants to do.
Okay.
Unless you want to take a direct surgical approach and just poke at it with a stick, I wouldn't know.
No, they tried that, and it's hard as a rock. They can't get anything through it. Plus, it's too long. They said it can't do 12 inches.
Yeah. Yep.
He does not want a bypass. That's not what he wants either.
Yeah. Yeah, there you have it.
Okay,
this is one of those things where only hair. Yeah, you try it with the nattokinase. There's a good chance that it will help. If it will certainly not do any harm, it will make all things better.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Uh-huh. So there you have an example of how prevention would have possibly avoided all of this, but of course we only hear about it now because we now have this massive, significant problem. Anyway, I was just talking about heavy metals and mercury when I was highlighting that your body will actually grow fungus in its attempt to take apart or get rid of heavy metals. It doesn't have any defenses There is no natural pathway for a heavy metal detox in a human body. So you need to get it out. The mainstream would use something like EDTA or DMPS. These are general ideas, but they are difficult because you need to administer them through an IV. We have been using zeolite, clinoptilolite, which is much more much easier to use because you could only take it orally, and it will bind the heavy metals and get them out of you. And when you get rid of heavy metals, most people's yeast or fungal infections come down, which is quite important because that gets your body working correctly. Yeah, so that was the air issue, right? Mold in the air or other things. There are air filters, industrial grade air filters that could be had that a person may need to have if the quality of the air in their property or in their office is such that they need help with it. I already talked about the water a bit. I talked about the frills because they are universally helpful in structuring the water, getting rid of the internal static charge, making it more absorbable. Of course, we want to also make sure that it's been properly filtered. There are issues with the electric grid. I don't know if we want to get into that in a big way here, but there are issues with the electric meters. The new digital electric meters are putting out signals, and they're turning your entire inside of your house, all the wiring that's inside of the house, that now serves as an antenna to the electric spikes that arrive through the network at the electric meter. So considering cleaning up your internal power is a good idea, dealing with the EMF. We also offer devices that counteract that issue. I wanted to mention something that has come to us recently. That's a product called NanoSoma. I don't know if the Power Mall will be picking it up or not, but I would like to make it known to the whole world that it exists because it's been so helpful. The NanoSoma has been invented by a fellow called Pauli Yakutai Raghavan, a researcher of Indian origin, but who lives in Switzerland. He actually has worked for the pharmaceutical companies most of his life. PhD from Oregon and I don't know, some additional schooling in Germany. And he's figured out that this polycosanol, which is normally found in all kinds of plants, such as sugarcane and peanuts and rice and even grape skin of the grapes, when he micronized it and when he made it water soluble and made it available to the human body, even in a small quantity, it started to repair the internal workings of the cell. When this thing penetrates into the body, into the cell, it fixes genetic damage done to the mitochondria and even to the nucleus. There has been a lot of conversation about DNA lately, right? Like you've been hearing about messenger RNA, and you've been hearing about viruses and virus versus is it the field or is it the microbe and all of the theories of what causes illness. Well, anyway, I don't want to get into the theories of it, but what's interesting about this NanoSoma is when ingested, it helps the body repair the pathways internally, and it also repairs the receptor sites. It re-regulates how vitamin D is handled in the body and how vitamin C is handled in the body. In fact, they've tested it on 33 different receptors, and it seems to be working all of them. And they have been actually successful in patenting this. If you start reading the patents that apply to it, they are patents that deal with chronic inflammatory disease of the skin, such as psoriasis or eczema, or of the internal organs, such as Hashimoto's of the thyroid, or Sjogren's of the salivary glands, and others. And it even has a patent on helping to re-regulate the metabolic functions around cancer and metabolic functions around glucose regulation, blood glucose levels, and even around blood pressure regulations. So what's interesting about this is that this natural compound found in sugarcane, when ingested, tends to somehow remind the body how it should function properly. And the feedback that we're getting from the field is that people have more energy and have sleep better. Their blood glucose levels are corrected. Their blood pressure levels are corrected, and so on. So even though this supplement doesn't address any one specific medical condition, it heals, or, you know, we're not saying that it heals any medical issue. It supports the body in its ability to function at its optimal level. So we have been now selling it, watching it, people getting protected from infections, viral infections, bacterial infections, chronic disease reversal. They write back saying, I have more energy, I sleep better, I've lost my, I don't know what, tremors, shakes, neurological issues. So it's been quite spectacular. And I just don't think that people should be not finding out about this. It's one of the more important discoveries that I have come across lately. It seems to be able to correct the problems that we are fighting with. You know, this recent epidemic of fear, whether it's induced by the viral epidemic itself, or the methods by which we're trying to fight it, or at least the mainstream pharmaceutical companies are trying to fight it, having the NanoSoma abundantly available deals with both the reasons why we would want it, or with the consequences why we would even engage with the vaccination campaigns. So it's quite interesting. Anyway, apparently there are ways to help the human body to re-regulate itself and come into balance without a need for chemical interventions. Figure that. Anyway, I'll just repeat the phone-in number. It's 844-769-2944 if you want to have... Hello, Vicky. That was quick. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. What can we do for you?
Well, I just had a question. You know, you talk about all these products that can help the body heal, but I was wondering, isn't the first protocol important to detox first?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you heard me at the top of the show name the four pillars of illness: toxicity, malnutrition, stagnation, and trauma. Toxicity is my number one. Absolutely. I try to explain it with this example of a bucket. If you have a bucket and it's supposed to catch the drips from your leaky faucet, it will fill at some point. But if that bucket is three-quarter full with junk or rocks, it will fill a lot quicker and an overflow much sooner that there is no junk in it. And so likewise with the toxicity. If you have toxicity in your body, it sure makes things work a lot worse than if you don't.
Well, I know I've been talking to you about my husband who has a COPD, and I actually sent you an email in response to your text to me to get me on the program. And I wondered if you could look at that and give me some feedback on what you think the proper protocol is.
Yes. Yeah, I'll do that. I have about 100 emails that I need to respond to. So sorry that I didn't manage to get to yours. I will.
That's fine.
I'll have to do that on the weekend because today is going to be twofold. And yeah, as far as COPD, well, there's a manifestation of the body just not being able to cope with whatever's being thrown at it. And we need to introduce some method of increasing the oxygen level in circulation so that the tissues can function at a better rate. And removing the toxins is one of them. And of course, increasing the oxygenation is another. Interestingly,
the Duet One cell, the OxyCell, the Duet OxyCell, I looked into that. I looked on your website and spent about 2.5 hours on it yesterday. I'm wondering, can you detox as well as rebuild your immunity at the same time?
Right, and that product that you just highlighted, we call it Detoxicell, that detoxifies and oxygenates at the same time. Yeah, it helps to correct the way the body handles mineralization and how it carries oxygen. So yeah, that's a very, very good idea. We have one other product too that's, sell it as Amazing O for oxygen, and that product delivers ROS, reactive oxygen species, into the body. And that is an interesting concept because, of course, you can push rapid oxidation into the body. It will overwhelm short-living creatures like viruses or bacteria. Oxidative stress is a problem, right? Like, you don't want to have so much oxidation that you would cause rapid aging, but you want to have enough oxidation so that you can turn fuel into energy, food into energy, and you want to have enough of it so you can burn out the unwanted creatures living inside of you. So when you push the ROS, like do a bath with it or an inhalation session with it, when you do that, it's sort of like taking a flamethrower into your barn to burn off the cobwebs that are all over the walls. As long as you don't do it for too long, you're burning off the cobwebs. If you keep it on too long on one spot, you will actually start a fire. So that's not what you want. And then, of course, all the cobwebs are gone and the function returns. So likewise, with this Amazing O, you can do a 15-minute session in the morning and 15-minute in the afternoon, and it will help the body get rid of all of the viral, bacterial, and the likes infections. And like people who have had CPAP machines, they've put these drops in the CPAP machine and in, I don't know, 3-4 months were able to actually live their life without it, without the CPAP, because their function has improved so much.
He's not on a CPAP, but he has a nebulizer. Can it be done by nebulizing?
Absolutely. Yeah, take a look. It's called Amazing O.
Amazing what?
Yep. O for oxygen.
And it's on your site?
Yeah, if you type in the word amazing into the search tool, it'll find it.
Okay, because another concern I have with my husband is that since his he's not only has COPD, but he has something going on with him, either neurologically parasitic, you know, a parasite or something, but he's got bumps all over him, and it just itches him to death, and we've been to the dermatologist no less than 20 times, and they just say he has dermatitis, and giving creams, and nothing is helping him.
Yeah, you know, dermatitis, anytime you stick the word itis on the back of something, that means that it's inflamed. And derma is the Greek word for skin. So all they've told you is that he has inflamed skin. Woohoo. That doesn't say anything about what causes it, right? And the most likely, if you could believe it, is the health of the gut and health of the liver. What happens in the human body is this. When you ingest foods that are causing damage in the gut, you end up with what's known as the leaky gut, where under-digested bits of food are getting through the barrier into the circulation, which then first stop on the line is the liver. Now, the liver's asked to deal with it, and if the liver doesn't cope, then it ends up in the lymphatic system, and then when that doesn't cope, it ends up trying to push itself out through the skin. So essentially, you're dealing with a toxicity problem, and you need to try and go upstream to solve it, and my guess would be that I would be saying likely gluten or grains and dairy are the most important things that I would try to get out of his diet to see what happens. Like, I would put him on an organic food, no bread, no pasta, no dairy, no cheese diet that would be, you know, lots of salad and like that. And I would try to repair his digestive system as best as possible, and then I would work toward fixing the liver. We have some supplements for that. And after that, the overall health returns. And that is the basic approach of the health coaching. Try to fix it at the top rather than at the back end.
There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall.
I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hey, this is the Power Hour. Your guest host, Martin Petella, the health coach and CEO at Life Enthusiast. Life-Enthusiast.com. We're doing a show about health coaching and what a health coach could do for you. And of course, a health coach is there to remind you about the simple things. You know, a good consultant will use your own watch to tell you what time it is. A good health coach reminds you of what you're supposed to do. You already know that you're supposed to do it. You're just not doing it. And with that, well, come in with questions. Call us at 844-769-2944 or a comment if you like. Anyway, we were talking about a chronic health problem, right? And these people are calling only when they are in trouble. Like one was with a super clogged artery, another one with COPD, another one with advanced stage cancer. It's really hard to retrieve a person from that sort of a way down condition. It's so much easier to fix it at the front end. So I'd like to just mention that the most important tool you have with this, other than preventing toxicity, and one of the callers brought it up, like, make sure that you're living a life as non-toxic or free of toxins as you can possibly manage, and detoxify. And there are two types of detoxification, right? The detoxing the industrial toxins that your body has no defenses for, such as the heavy metals and the formaldehyde and, antifreeze and rocket fuel and dry cleaning fluids and fire retardants and all of that stuff. And, of course, in food, there are all kinds of preservers and preservatives that don't really contribute much other than to the shelf life of the food. These are toxins that are put in the food in small amounts so that they don't kill you, but they accumulate. One of the worst ones. Yeah, go ahead. Diane, thanks for calling.
Yes.
I'll come back to my tirade, but let's see what you get to say.
I have a question.
Yes, go
I have
ahead.
A good friend who has celiac, and now she's having a lot of issues where she's not absorbing her food and losing weight. Are we at the same place where we need to start with this toxicity first before we can address anything else?
Well, celiac is the illness of the small intestine where the villi are being worn off and 9 times out of 10, that's caused by wheat. And so she probably needs to be on a very strict gluten-free, probably all grains, probably no barley and no corn and no dairy and all of that diet. And the tools that may help to repair it would be probiotic, prebiotic, and humic and fulvic acid, where we try to repair the damage that's already done. And you heard me mention that nanosoma. That would be one of the more important. That would be one of the more important supplements, because it repairs the cells at the nuclear level, right? So it will actually help repair every cell, regardless of what type it is.
Oh, okay.
So
and
there's some hope in that. Go ahead.
So we start, and should she take any of those other detoxing stuff as well, which is what I ordered. I haven't gotten it yet. The one of the other callers talked about the.
The zeolite would be great. The humic would be great. Those are all wonderful, helpful tools, because when we lower the toxic burden, we give the body a chance to repair itself. Again, her condition is serious, right? That's not nothing to joke about.
Yes. She's so I can have her call you, but she only weighs 90 pounds. So how many of the of the spray, the nano, someone would she take to start?
Well, as many as she can handle. You know, when you have a significant health problem, you could go on the fast repair program, where the maintenance would be one bottle a month. She could do a bottle a week if she wanted.
It's just a question of cost.
It's a question of cost.
Oh, yes. But I think she's so sick, she would go for it. Okay, well, I've been trying to talk to her about that, so that's great. I appreciate that. I will get with it. Thank you so much. I appreciate your show. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And somebody's trying to get through to me on the phone here, too. Okay, Karen, you are on the air.
Hello, Martin. I have good news. It's just joyous to listen to you. I found out about you by Kristen W.
Uh-huh.
And I ordered
I wonder how many listeners of the Power Hour are also familiar with Kristen.
Right, well, I got the email, you know, because I added some more products. One, I think, was on back order. Not sure, but I am so pleased at this nano. I'm not even sure. I was in such back pain from probably being out of alignment for over a year down in Florida. I was working physically on just getting rid of a lot of junk and upstairs, and I didn't have any chance to go to a chiropractor. Of course, I was 63 at the time and out of alignment for so long. But when I got this nanosoma, I mean, I don't know if it was that or the amaranth or the C60, but I think it was the nanosoma that helped me. I mean, it was like a miracle. You know, I was in pain for weeks and weeks and months and at least 18 months. And boom, it was gone. Gone.
Yep, this is a fine example of it, right? When your cells are not having enough energy, you experience pain. As soon as you restore the energy, all of a sudden the body can repair itself, and poof, it's like magic.
Right. It was like a miracle. It really, and I've been telling a couple of my closest friends, you know, but that you can't really understand how much pain somebody's in until it's gone. And then I said, woohoo! This is great.
Thank you for sharing that.
It's just wonderful. You know, so I ordered some more nanosoma, and I didn't know. I was listening to you the other day with Kirsten, and you said you could use it topically.
Yes. And the company just told me that we will be shipping the gel version of it inside of 3 weeks.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't quite know exactly. I ordered a few things. One was back ordered. It might have been the zeolite. Not sure.
Oh, I don't know. Well, we're getting all of the stuff quickly, so we'll be able to fill your orders.
Right, but I'm just so pleased. The only thing I can complain about is, well, I'm from Massachusetts, and there's trees all over the place, but I had taken one of those 110 jabs that they test you if you're allergic, and I wasn't allergic to anything.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm doing a lot of sneezing lately, and not just lately. It's been a few, you know, it's sneezing all over. Can you recommend anything for that?
Well, something's in your nose that's irritating you. A sneeze is a body's reaction that says something's up in my nose, and I'm going to try and make an air stream to expel it, right? So whatever the heck is stuck up your nose is trying to be expelled. Now, I don't know if it's pollen from something or if you have had something inserted up your nose that should come out I don't know. Yeah, okay, well, let's just go with the theory of that it's pollen or dander or dust. And as you continue with this nanosoma, you will actually be able to repair your reaction, right? Like I was...
Okay. I
was able to reduce my reactivity. When my liver repaired, my sneezing stopped because my body was no longer irritated by the irritability of the whatever was coming in. So it might be that you just give it another month and things will straighten out.
Hopefully. I think it has decreased a little bit, but it is irritating. You know, I'm 65 now, but... And they're not little feathers hairs in my nose. They're like whiskers now. You know how it is.
Give it a bit of time.
Okay. Well, it's a pleasure listening to you, Martin.
I was just wondering, are you
a chemist or are you... I know you're not a doctor, but I mean, you... I just love listening to your information.
Okay, well, you know, I'm a Renaissance man. I was educated I grew up in Czechoslovakia, so I was educated in a very different education system, what you would experience.
Right.
And so I was quite well schooled in physics, chemistry, and history, and you name it.
Right.
And so, but
I
my original degree
right.
was...
I love that Renaissance man. That's great.
Yeah, my original degree was in computer science, but I understand stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway,
It's a pleasure.
Okay. Thanks, Marilyn. Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll go back to me talking about what I wanted to get on, which is one of the biggest contributors to our trouble in food has become Roundup. Glyphosate, which is the stuff that farmers are told is safe and that they should put it on the crops, and they do in huge quantities. And yet, that thing has been originally patented as an antibiotic because that thing actually kills microbes. So when you ingest food that is contaminated with Roundup, and most grains these days are, you're ingesting stuff that's killing off the microbes in your gut. So even though it doesn't really do anything to a human cell, it actually does terrible things to the microbes that live inside of you. And that's terrible because that's making it easier to get the celiac disease that one of the callers talked about, or leaky gut, which was another example. And so when you get that, your body functions decrease and your illness levels go up. So one of the most important things you can do is to start eating food that is free of Roundup, which essentially means no grains and no... Well, you need to switch to organics. There's no question there. which is hard because, of course, it's expensive. And the government policy is so screwed up because they support large grain growers with their industrial methods. I mean, billions of dollars go into supporting grain growers. Like, that would be wheat and soy and corn. And they do it using industrial methods, which then reflect themselves in industrial scale problems. So, eating food. You want to eat it in the correct ratio. Proteins, fat, and starch. Make sure that it matches your body needs and genetics, and make sure that the ratios match your mood management. So if you're overly short-tempered, you're too acidic. If you're overly depressed, you're too alkaline. You want to find a happy middle. And refined foods are not as good for you as the complex. And factory foods are not nearly as good as natural grown. And that even holds for supplements, like, you know, the vitamin supplements that you buy in a grocery store. They're usually not made from natural sources, but instead made from petroleum derivatives in a pharmaceutical ways. So I would just as soon eat natural whole foods than that. And I would definitely go with organic instead of GMOs. And I would definitely, yeah, and I would definitely prefer to go fresh versus preserved. Anyway, we have a caller. You're on the air. Kelly.
My name's Kelly, yeah.
Hi.
Hi there. So nice to chat with you.
We have a few minutes left.
Nanosoma.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of been doing the 5 sprays a day, but kind of wondering if, you know, I could probably tolerate more, I think, due to type 2 diabetes, which I was diagnosed about a year and a half ago. Trying to manage weight better and everything, so, you know, trying to clean up diet and everything, but I'm mostly calling because I have a daughter with autism. And I emailed you, and I haven't got a response back, but I know you're super busy. But
I'll get to you. I'm sure I will.
Yeah, I'm sure. But I just kind of wanted to know if I can, if the nanosoma is a good starting place for her as well.
Okay, well, let me talk on that. So, number one, with the nanosoma, you can start with a small dose and increase. They have the regular program, which is one bottle per person per month, which is about 5 sprays a day. But you can go on a fast start where you take 20 sprays a day for a while, first bottle, 15 sprays a day, second bottle, 10 sprays a day, third bottle, back to 5 sprays on the fourth bottle. But what you want to do is you want to be very careful because the nanosoma amplifies the effects of all pharmaceuticals. So as your body is healing, it will make the reason for which you're taking the pharmaceuticals less so. So it will show itself as, you know, like if you're taking, for example, metformin, it will show itself as your blood glucose level going down. So you need to adjust the doses to match.
I'm taking the Ozempic, so I'm guessing it's the same.
Yeah, right.
Theory.
Same idea. Same idea. You will need to just be watchful, monitor, and if your blood glucose levels are dropping, then you need less of the pharma.
Okay.
Yeah, don't let yourself go hypoglycemic. That's not fun.
No, I've had that a couple times.
Likewise, you know, you can control it with food, right? Like you can give yourself a quick boost, but it will also indicate to you that you probably need less of the support from the pharmaceuticals. As far as the autistic spectrum issues, the number one issue is toxic metals, heavy metals. So we have been using zeolite to help people detoxify. Number two, correct the microbiome in the gut. We have been using humic and fulvic acid and microbials like probiotics, prebiotics, that sort of things, to correct the terrain. Oh, you could probably reach me on our direct phone line at Life Enthusiast. I could give you some guidance, and I'll try and get back to your email as soon as I can and give you some response specifically to that.
Perfect.
But in general, as we lower the toxic burden on the child, they are less disturbed or disrupted by the toxic terrain within, which then allows the immune system to repair itself, and they get a whole bunch of their function back. They are able to function in more neurotypical way than with this troubled way happens is that their nervous system is just overloaded with too many inputs or inability to choose what to focus on. To most people, it feels like three or four radio stations playing at the same volume, and it sounds like a jumble of sounds.
Yeah.
That's why they're covering their ears and flapping their hands and doing other things, because they are just overloaded with sensory input.
Yeah, she's 24, so we've been dealing, and I know she was, with every fiber of my being, I know she was injured at that first round of IMUs at 2 months old. It was like a switch was flipped.
That is the most unfortunate thing, that the mainstream people are not admitting, not owning the harm that they're causing by inserting directly into the body, bypassing all natural defenses, these toxic things that you can injure the immune system and cause this harm. And I mean, if you go onto the VAERES, the vaccine injury adverse event reporting system, you can see that a lot of that stuff is going on, just it's reported but not discussed in the mainstream, because of course in the mainstream the advertisers hold the hand of the station manager, and they say no, don't talk about this, because we would not advertise the whatever else, the Ozempic, with you, and therefore you will be very poor without our advertising dollars. You're one of those living examples of the way we have set up this world in a silly way.
I am too. It's been a tough road, but I just know that there is a way to
There's help. I'll talk to you about it. I'll send you some info.
Great. Okay. Much appreciated.
Thanks, good.
Bye.
Yeah, good. Bye-bye. Well, and so we're nearing the end of this program. We're about 3 or 4 minutes left here. And what I would like to do is I would like to finish on what I'm trying to tell you, is that clean is better than contaminated, and fresh is better than preserved, and raw is better than cooked, and biodynamic, organic, is better than fertilizer-grown industrial farming. And there is information out there. The info that I'm sharing with you is well-publicized. It's accessible, just not easily accessible, because it doesn't fit the model of the pharmaceutical medicine and pharmaceutical agriculture and so on that is ruling this industrial landscape. And God willing, we will be able to educate people in such way that they start spending their money wisely. Because when you spend money on things that don't work or that you don't want, you're giving the oxygen of the economy, money being the oxygen of the industrial system. Wherever you spend it, that's what grows. So if you want the healthy things to grow, you need to start spending money on healthy things. And some of it is available right here at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Or if you want to reach me personally, it's life-enthusiast.com, and the phone number is 866-543-3388. We will try and spend endless time educating you and hoping you understand what works and why, and letting you make better choices. And here at the Power Mall, the Transderma products or the Miracle 2 products or some of the other things, like you heard an advertisement for charcoal, come on, that was so appropriate. Anyway, it's the products that you need to spend money on that are going to support your health rather than support your illness. I'm just reminded of the heritage of the Power Mall, hearing the original Miracle 2 advertisement still in the voice of the founder. It was touching. Anyway, let's hope that Power Mall is going to be able to sustain itself, and it deserves your support. And keep on listening and keep your questions coming. There's a chance that we can make this world a better place. I'm not sure what else I could tell you other than with gratitude for the people that are running this business. We are remaining ever hopeful that we can overcome. Who's holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountains? Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens and the lover of my soul? Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I Am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Those of Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.